A Rayo Original Podcast.
He sold the Barbie car. That was 6 days post-roast.
It was a limited edition. I'm not even going to get into it.
Malibu Dream House sold separately.
If I was to have plastic surgery, what would you suggest I have?
Bleph.
It's true. I look like a melted wheelie bin.
He muted me at one point because he said my content was irritating him.
What can I do?
Hey, this show is like called the Sunday Roast. Like, if you can't handle the heat, honey,
get out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast, the podcast.
This is the Sunday Roast podcast with me, Olivia Atwood, and...
me, Pete Wicks. These are all the bits that we can't really discuss on the radio. So, yeah, it's like a...
bonus reel.
Yeah, like a bonus reel. Mm. Yeah, the highlights.
So let's start here, because we've had a couple of weeks off the pod.
Yeah.
And we've had about 10 days away from each other. Yeah, I was in Istanbul filming people having plastic surgery for series 3 of Price of Perfection.
How's that been for you?
Istanbul's like very stressful. A lot of traffic, a lot of beeping.
A lot of traffic, lots of beeping.
Lots of kebabs.
Lots of kebabs, yeah.
And
lots of blood.
Lots of blood, lots of good surgery, lots of bad surgery. It was quite intense.
But you
saw some good stuff, saw some pretty terrifying stuff.
But you weren't there for yourself. You haven't had anything done.
I'm a Harley Street girl.
Right, yeah. Relatable.
You know what I mean? Look at
yeah, yeah, no, absolutely.
Honestly, and like people that fly abroad to have plastic surgery, well, there's a mix of people that do it, but it's quite brave because I couldn't recover from surgery on my own in a foreign country.
I've always wanted to ask you this. Actually, I think I asked you before, but I didn't like the answer, so I'm going to ask it again and see if it's changed. If I was to have plastic surgery, what would you suggest I have?
Like maybe a... bleph.
Yeah, this is exactly what she said last time, so I know she's telling the truth. Basically, I've got droopy eyes, mate.
But it certainly is like a very small procedure. It can be done under just like local anaesthetic, but I don't think you need it.
It's what you're trying
but
to
you
say?
You complain a lot about thinking you look tired in your eyes, so that's what I would say in my unprofessional opinion.
So basically, I look like a bloodhound.
You don't, but you always say you think your eyes look tired, so you could do that.
Right, okay, so you're doing it for my bit, it's not because you looked at me.
But you have to be really careful because plastic surgery on men is very hard to get right.
So shall I just grow old gracefully?
This is like the great thing about the patriarchy. People are going to find you more attractive, take you more seriously the older you get.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I've been viral this week for looking 47, so...
I saw the clip.
On three, I want you to... we both say the age that we thought each other were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
47. 47. I'm so over the moon that that's what's gone viral. Just the 14 million people have all decided that I look 47 or older.
For anyone that hasn't seen it...
So I went on Joe Marler's podcast.
Who's the retired rugby player.
Yep, Joe Marler will see you now. I've known Joe for years. He's genuinely a lovely fella. It's quite a funny podcast. You know, we spoke about all sorts of different bits. And I was discussing the fact that I'm 37 and still single, and he stopped me in my tracks because he couldn't believe I was 37. I thought, you know, he was going to say, you look a little bit older than that, I didn't realise, because you're so wise. But what he said was he's grown up watching me.
Hmm.
If you look at Joe Marler, I mean, bless him, I love him, surely he looks older than me.
Well, look, there's two
things. He's 35.
I still dispute the belief that you're 37. That's my first thing.
You're not helping me here.
Because obviously that clip, but I was more blown away by his age reveal.
Yeah.
I thought he was like 45.
Well, if you read the comments, and there has been quite a lot of them, thousands of comments, most people have effectively said that I look like a melted wheelie bin.
They haven't said that.
They have. It's true. I look like a melted wheelie bin.
They didn't say that about you.
They did. Someone said I look like I've been dug up.
Was he 35? Is he married? Is he single?
He's married. He's got 3 kids.
You see?
Four
35?
Kids.
That's
yeah. And he's retired
mental.
From rugby. But yeah, and effectively, I'm 37 and my life's a car crash.
No, but your professional life
And evidently,
good.
Judging by the comments, I look like I've been in one. Anyway, you look great though.
Well, I... drink the Kool-Aid, don't I?
You do drink the Kool-Aid. Were you drinking Kool-Aid at one of your launches this month?
No.
It's February and you've had 4 launch parties.
It's a bit embarrassing, isn't it?
Slightly, yeah. What was the latest one for?
The latest one was for The Heat, which is a new reality competition show coming to ITV2. It's out now. You can
beautiful
watch it on ITVX.
Plug.
I host a cooking show.
Which is amazing.
But I can knock together a naughty martini, and that's what I did one day.
Is that what you did,
and
yeah?
JC, John Christophe, told me I shouldn't be drinking.
So what's the premise of this show then? So it's a cooking show, but it's not like MasterChef.
No, it's sort of Love Island meets Hell's Kitchen. It's 10 hungry young chefs who are all professionals working in the kitchen under Jean-Christophe Novelli. He's like a Michelin star chef. And then they work together, they compete with each other. And then after hours, you see them, you know, living in apartments in Barcelona. Some of them fall in love.
Wow.
Yeah, and then you see how that affects the next day in the kitchen. Like if you've got a little bit naughty with someone the night before, then you've got to run service with them and it's tense.
So
that's how the crew feel when they film to work with me.
I was just about to say that, but it's hard, isn't it? It's tough, that.
My no crew fraternisation anymore.
How do they win? Do people get voted off or something?
No, it's literally down to Jean-Christophe. He eliminates them as the weeks go on, depending on like how they did service. If they let...
Oh, so it is based on the cooking?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
the best,
fully.
Like the chefs?
Yeah, it's his decision.
But you just also follow the back bit where they're all getting
there. They go on the beach and have beers and it's all really like... cute and romantic, and then they live in apartments together.
And the first ep's already been out, so the mm-hmm. second ep...
Do you know what? I have no idea how it's dropping. Let's just say you can
stream
all the 9 TVX.
Fine.
Standard.
Talking of launches, if you aren't going to watch The Heat, or if you do watch The Heat and you then want something else to watch that is not as good as The Heat, then stay relevant. We're dropping tonight, actually, which is Monday, at 8 p.m, The Road to the O2, which is a documentary about the O2 show we did.
I didn't even know you were doing this. So you essentially filmed the whole process getting ready to do that gig at the O2?
Yeah, so the podcast, Stay Relevant, did a sold-out night at the O2 last year.
In... I love a little sold-out little drop.
Well, you know what I mean? It's just the one night only. But we did it all in-house, and then all the footage that we've kind of had from behind the scenes in what it took in the build up to that, we've made a little documentary out of called The Road to the O2. So that is dropping on YouTube Premiere tonight at 8 p.m.
Amazing. I know, yeah. I'm watching tonight.
You would have been in it if you'd have turned up.
Well, obviously I couldn't be there, could I? Because I was doing that, The Heat.
Is that where it was? Oh, there you go. Yeah. Look, how nice is that?
So far, shows have dropped at the same time.
One on ITV and the other one on YouTube. Listen, we've been busy.
It's been a busy time. You've been busy, actually. One thing you did do when I was away...
I told you not to bring this up.
So if you watched the show a couple of weeks ago, we discussed the fact that Pete drives a Barbie car.
It's not a Barbie car.
The internet agreed with me. And when I was in Istanbul, one day we spoke on the phone and Pete's like, oh, yeah, one second. I was like, I'm just in a shop. And I was like, what kind of shop? And then he was like, I was going to go outside. And I was like, okay. He sold the Barbie car. He was in the Porsche dealership. That was 6 days post-roast. You sold your car.
I'm going to be honest, yeah. When I left the Sunday roast after the Barbie car incident, let's call it, where you just slated my car, I went straight home and contacted the Porsche dealer and said, I'm going to come in this week, arrange the appointment, and it's gone.
Hey, this show is like called the Sunday roast. Like, if you can't handle the heat, honey.
Oh, no, get out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't do it because of you.
Cool,
I didn't do it because of the abuse.
I didn't bow down
to the peer pressure.
The internet is going to disagree. Well, you got out of having a Barbie car. A week later, you sold it. You're telling us there's no correlation.
There is no correlation. Okay. It's because I have Rodney, new dog. He's getting bigger.
And he's embarrassed of your car.
I hate you so much. He can't fit in that car anymore, so I needed to get a bigger car.
Not even a full-size human can fit in your car. So, of course, the dog's not going to fit in your car.
Just because I could never give you a lift, because all your limbs would be hanging out the windows, the only way you'd be able to live a lift in my car is, you know, like you do surfboard on the top and you just lay it horizontally across the roof.
What, like strap me to the roof?
Just strap you to the roof.
Can you strap things to a soft top?
It wasn't a soft top, it was the hard top. It was a limited edition. I'm not even going to get into it.
It's a limited edition Malibu Dream House sold separately.
That's good.
Thank you.
That was very good.
Tell us about your new car, though.
No, I don't want to. Oh, this is... What's happened today? I started so well. I was in such a good mood. So I've got a bigger car. Mm. Now, the problem that I have is a lot of cars are quite boring, aren't they? So people just go with black and, you know, whatever else. So I may have gone a little out there on the colour. So I told Liv the colour of my new car, and I'm going to say this in as manly way as I possibly can. It's cashmere beige. And Liv's response was what?
I said, what's your opposition to having a masculine car?
I just think it's rude.
When am I getting invited on Man Made, by the way?
To be fair,
do you
know
what? It's a step up from a white sports car. It's adjacent to, but it's...
I'm going to be honest with you.
Do you know who would love, and I say this with the full respect because I love
strapping.
Her. Molly May would love your car. Everything she has is like beige. She's got like her beige Adidas collection, her house is all beige. She's got a beige G-Wagon. She would love your car. like you're giving like Instagram aesthetic girl.
You know, I'm just trying to make it in the world.
Will you post it without making it into black and white?
It's specifically going to be black and white now.
Why
just so that people can't see.
Black and white?
Well, because I'm old, I need a bleff apparently. Black
you
and
don't
white
need
make,
a bleff.
Black and white makes people look better. It makes me look better. And also, this is now another problem because we've discussed the black and white thing. Anytime I post a picture, I get messages from people going, Liv won't like this.
If they tag me in your photos, they go, have you seen this? I'm like, how can I?
Yeah,
it's muted.
It's muted. That's the mad thing. Liv and I have muted each other.
No, wait, I was joking. I've never muted you. He muted me at one point because he said my content was irritating him.
What can I do? I think it was after I watched one of your Day in the Lifes.
People love those.
People do. Pete doesn't. Talking of people that have changed their cars, Bad Bunny, as we were saying, has traded in his £3 million sports car for a 2003 Toyota. He's bought it because it's such a common car, he can get around without people knowing who he is.
The logic behind it makes sense,
yeah.
But the fact that he's broadcasted it has now, I think, it defeats the purpose, because now... If
anyone that's driving a Toyota, there are now people peering in the windows at them to work out if he's Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
So, I saw one earlier on and I just popped up out of nowhere. I just had a little look in, see if it was Bad Bunny.
What does Bad Bunny look like?
He's a good looking man. It's Pete and Liv with you for the Sunday roast. Right, so we just said Liv might have started something with Kiss Breakfast, specifically Tyler West, not so much Chloe Burrows.
No, Chloe's my girl, she'd never turn on me.
Well, I'll tell you where this has come from. Tyler West has taken it upon himself to be offended by the fact that you said he looks like he'd be the one that drives a Barbie car.
Yeah, because he's so shiny.
Well, he's responded by saying this.
Clearly, I look like I drive a white sports car, don't I? Come
yes,
on.
You do. I think it means you look like clean, organised, put together, funky, fresh.
That's why you're here and Olivia Atwood isn't, all right? That's
it.
Liv?
Well, the problem is I couldn't obviously do that job because I'm already too busy.
Well, yeah. Oh, wow, that was savage. I'm going to be honest with you as well. It didn't really need a clapback because Tyler West is box fresh and that is the nicest clapback.
It was actually a compliment.
Is that what you meant?
Of course it's a compliment.
So why is it a compliment for him to drive a white sports car, but it's detrimental for me?
I was saying it
to the point where I've sold it.
He looks like that's the car he'd drive. You just don't match your car.
Because
you're,
I should drive
a with your own vehicle.
Truck. Who do you prefer out of Chloe and Tyler?
Chloe.
Who would win in a fight out of Chloe, Tyler, me and you? I think there's no competition, let's be honest with you.
Me.
But if they want it, let's have it.
Chloe, second you.
Pete Wiggs and Olivia Atwood, Sunday Roast, the podcast. Pete Wiggs and Olivia Atwood, Sunday Roast, the podcast.
Ed Sheeran. I feel like his hometown of Ipswich has got a little bit of competition because Ipswich in Australia has named him co-mayor, Liv.
Oh, so he's like the mayor of both?
No, he's not the mayor of the Ipswich in the UK. He's mayor of the Ipswich in Australia. I'm sure there probably is a mayor of Ipswich in the UK, but he doesn't want to give up his seat to Ed Sheeran. Rude.
Like, my hometown has never asked me to do anything like that.
Well, that's because they're embarrassed of you. But I imagine there's probably someone, you're half German.
Yeah.
So maybe like a German town or city, if they made you mayor, what would you do?
I'd have a statue erected in my honour. And then I'd probably like make some edits to the outfits you have to wear.
Right.
I'd want this to be a little bit more chic than what they currently have for mayors.
And what sort of pose would you have for the statue?
I think I'd be like in a bikini.
Yeah, nice.
Just,
nice.
You know what I mean? I want something that people will stop and look at.
Well, that's amazing. It'd be good for tourism for the city.
I think so. Now, Pete, have you seen Punch the Monkey?
I haven't been able to see anything else online this week.
I think this zoo is trying to emotionally traumatise us, and it's working, because I can't even look at this picture on my screen. This is basically a little baby monkey in Japan in a zoo, which, don't get me started on that, and he's gone viral because he was rejected by his monkey friends in the enclosure, and they gave him a stuffed toy monkey to comfort himself, and he just drags it around the enclosure all day, and it's really too much for me.
It's a lot. There's been loads of different clips of him being like pushed away by other monkeys and all sorts of stuff.
Cope.
He's got one handler who feeds him, who he really likes, and he attaches himself to him every time he goes in. But when he's not there, they've got this baby monkey, and the orangutan toy that Punch has been hugging has now sold out and is being sold for over £300 online. So technically, although the rest of the monkeys don't like him, he is an influencer.
Yeah, but also the zoo, they're doing this to us. They're traumatising us with these pictures of him because they're making money off the stuffed toys.
Yeah, you and I are big animal lovers. So.
And also, people are forgetting that he literally exists. Like, Mudang, walk so he could run. Like Mudan the hippo from another Japanese zoo was our first animal influencer.
Yeah, and now we've got Punch.
I'd love a little
Punch.
Mudang.
Well, you've got a little Mudang.
I know. I always call my dog Stitch the Rottweiler. Her nickname is Mooey. I know. They remind me of each other. Like, you know when he's biting the handler's leg? It's very Stitch-coded when she's hungry in the morning.
Nice, nice. So if Punch or Mudang had an Instagram page, would you follow it?
Yeah, obviously, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, so would I. Unless, because I have a real issue with this, you know, you and I are massive animal lovers. Anything on Instagram or social media to do with animals, I will, like, follow and love. Mm. Unless it is the animal saying things. So, for example, you know when you have someone who's got, like, a dog, and then suddenly it's like, my mummy took me for a puppuccino today, and then we had the loveliest walk. But it's the person writing that. Nothing irritates me more. If you just want to show me your animals, I like that. I want to see them.
And I don't like the dog mum, dog dad stuff. That makes me feel sick.
No.
Which is weird, because I've got dogs, but, yeah.
Are you not a dog mummy?
Right.
Which is mad, because I'm the dog father. Moving on.
You're the dog daddy. Big thing happened over the weekend on Monday night. It was the Love Island All-Stars final.
Yeah.
Sammy for the win. Come on.
Yes. I really like Sammy.
We love Sammy.
I really like Sammy.
I like Millie too, but I think she's won it before. It's nice to see someone else win. Sammy's been on Love Island 3 times, and both the first 2 times, I feel like she didn't really get a chance, like, to really, one, kind of show who she is. Two she didn't meet and she likes. So I think this is like, I'm so happy for her,
and
genuinely.
I'm genuinely happy as well, because I really like Sammy, and she's been unlucky in love, you know, in her previous season. She was unlucky in love when she came out of the villa last time because she dated Sam Thompson.
Very unlucky.
Very unlucky. But she has moved on.
Kieran from Wales. But I feel like I ship them.
I feel like there's always a Welsh lad that wins.
Welsh men do very well on Love Island. But he seems very sweet. He can tell he's really, like, into her, I think.
They look like a nice look. Look at me having an actual Love Island chat. This is amazing.
They like, aesthetically suit.
Yeah.
Maybe they almost a little bit too well.
Yeah, they should probably do a DNA test.
Yeah.
Like a paternity test.
But I'm very happy that she won. Yeah.
I obviously was a big fan of Love Island this year. I watched
sort of... You were very involved.
2 episodes I watched.
Yeah.
Which is the only 2 episodes of Love Island I've ever watched.
You watched the one where the girls get into their underwear.
That was the key one, was the old heart rate one.
Yeah.
And I will say I will be returning for that one each year. There's nothing like watching a bunch of people on telly get dry humped on some decking. I really enjoyed it. I hope none of them got splinters, but you never know, because it was quite aggressive dry humping.
For me, the fact that Curtis left before that is just an abomination.
But it's fine. We'll see him on the next one and he'll have another go.
He was out there for the final. They all were. He was front and centre.
So they all flew, because it's in South Africa, isn't it?
It's not close.
Wow.
Yeah, and Millie and her American guy became runner-up.
So
the fact is that a few of them have American boyfriends now. How's this going to work?
How is that going to work?
But if they want to kind of get out of jail card, they can't.
Well, it's easy, long distance.
Yeah, I've got to go home and see my family.
So I imagine the Americans are going to move over here, or do we reckon the Brits are going over to America?
Don't know.
It's a lot easier to crack the UK than it is America, I'll be honest with you.
Well, look, Tony from Love Island, Tony Lates.
Just been on your pod?
Yeah.
Olivia's house?
She's moved over. She stayed with her English boyfriend. She got a visa.
Yeah.
She's done the whole UK-British thing. So, you know, if they are serious, then they'll do it. Me personally, I'd rather go with them to America.
Well, yeah.
Because it sucks here. But it just depends what you want, isn't it? Tony actually said she prefers London to where she's from.
Wow.
Must be really bad where she's from. So guess what is coming up?
By the time this airs on the Monday, we will be recovering from the Brits.
And that makes it our...
Anniversary.
Oh,
it actually is,
you
because
forgot.
So this time last year was mine and Liv's first show on Kiss Radio, the morning after the Brits.
Do you remember what I looked like?
I've tried to sort of scrap it from my memory.
I remember I had my hair blow dried in the morning just to be safe, and by like 2 o'clock, Sarah, who does my hair, she messaged me saying, can you untag me? My hair, I look like I've been dragged for a hedge backwards just from sitting in here.
It was pretty wild, but we had a really good time.
You know, this will be...
Well, this is different this year because it's our anniversary, but it's in Manchester.
Yeah, I know.
So we're travelling up to Manchester, but this year we're not going together.
I feel like I'm a bit of a traitor.
Well, I feel like you are, yeah.
I'm sitting with ITV.
Of course you are.
The love of my life.
ITV Golden Girl will be with ITV on the table, and she'll be sat with Sam Thompson, my best mate. I'll be on my own.
But you won't. You'll be with Tyler and Chloe and all the other Kiss family.
Yeah.
And just wave if you have any problems, if you need help.
What always happens at these events is Liv and I gravitate towards each other and basically just stick together, don't we?
Because I feel like we both have the same objective.
Yeah.
And talk to as few people.
As possible. So that is generally what we do. I don't think it'll be any different this year.
No.
Although we're not going big this year, are we?
What do you mean?
You've got a flight the next day.
I know. You need to keep me lucid enough that I don't get stopped at immigration.
The danger being that I jump on the flight with you.
Yeah.
In what I'm wearing from the Brits. Have you planned an outfit? What's the kind of...
I have an outfit. Do you know what? Just a bit like... We talked about this before, you and I. I find red carpet dressing really like... You feel like you need to do something a bit different, otherwise it's boring.
It's tough for women, isn't it?
Like, now I'm wearing this little dress, but I feel like it's got these, like, this, like, wire in it, and I feel like... Have you ever seen the little pop-up tents they cover children with on the beach?
From
the
sun?
That's what I feel like I'm kind of wearing.
Nice.
But it will look cool.
Yeah? You're going for cool, yeah?
Yeah, it was the Brits. I think you always have to try and do something a little bit edgy for the Brits.
Oh, God, what do I do then?
You just do your normal thing, flared suit and...
It's not a flared...
Face.
It's...
and a brooch.
This year, I'm not doing a brooch. The brooch is gone. Similar to when you took the mick out of my car, I've now binned every brooch that I own.
Oh, no! Is this becoming a bullying issue?
It's not becoming, it is. So if you're going cool, what do blokes do for cool then?
Just wear a suit. Don't try too hard. Don't overcomplicate it.
Right.
That's what I would say.
All right. This year I'm going black and white.
Nice.
Like my pictures. Last year I went all black. This year it's black and white. I'm throwing in a little bit of white. It's off-white.
Not like you're getting married.
No, because it's a nice shirt and there'd be loads of, like, I'm not doing bow ties and ties and all that crap.
Just like an open collar?
Yeah.
No.
But it's a beautiful shirt.
Can't wait.
Or do I just go all black, Liv? What do you think?
I don't know. I'll have to see some pictures. I couldn't possibly comment as I've seen.
All right, well, when I get home tonight, I'll send you some pictures of my outfits and
Please.
Me just taking pictures in the mirror. I'll do a catwalk for you.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Don't put it in black and white.
Okay, a colour catwalk. Beautiful.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Roast Podcast. We'll be back this time next week. Share, like, review, and write nice comments about me, not Pete.
Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood, Sunday Roast, the podcast. A Rayo Original Podcast. Rayo.